July 31st, 2018. I'm going to give you all the nerd information you need to get all the geeky cred with your coworkers. Okay, let's start at the top. Movies. There's the new trailer for the Venom movie. You're going to see he has new villains. It's going to be they revealed the other symbiotes. So far, we've seen others we think are Scream, Riot, maybe Lasher. There's a bunch of the other symbiotes, so it should be an all-out symbiote war. Probably not with Carnage. They're probably going to save him for his own movie. Okay, other movies. They announced the cast for Star Wars 9. A lot of the normal people are returning. John Boyega, Daisy Ridley. Those guys are returning, but you're going to see some nostalgia people there, too. Anthony Daniels is going to be there for C-3PO. Mark Hamill will be reprising his role as Luke Skywalker, probably ghost form since he died in the last movie. Billy Dee Williams will be there as the older Lando Calrissian. And here's the surprise. They're going to have Carrie Fisher. They're going to use a lot of the old unused footage they had of her, probably some CGI mix in with that also. Be a nice little homage to Carrie Fisher. Or Afraid of Clowns. Sequel to It, number two, is coming out. It's going to have the Losers Club, you know, a lot older. If it's anything as good as the first one, it should probably make even more people afraid of clowns. So, yeah, It, season two. Speaking of movies, this past weekend, Mission Impossible Fallout. Like I said in previous briefs, I was not so hot on the Mission Impossible movies up till now. I haven't seen this one yet. I'm going to. I'll probably have to pay out of my pocket because MoviePass looks like it's circling the drain. It got even worse today. If you look, you're not gonna be able to see The Meg or a couple other new movies. They will not be selling tickets to through MoviePass. So MoviePass, I'm thinking within the next month, will not exist as we know it now. If it does, it'll be a drastically changed form. But anyway, Mission Impossible, Fallout, $153 million over the weekend. Nothing that I've seen besides rave reviews for this movie. So it's on my list to go and see. I really do want to see that movie. Listen about the something happens, a solar event happens where now the sun's rays are deadly if you're exposed to them for too long at a time. But there are people who have to wear these special suits and go out during the day to help keep the infrastructure of the city working. They enlist a couple of these guys to help solve a killer who's using sunlight to murder people. Also under TV, Fox just optioned a TV series based on the 24 series with Kiefer Sutherland. It's not going to be sequels like without Kiefer Sutherland, which after he left the show, it kind of jumped the shark. This is going to go back to the beginning. It's going to be Jack Bauer's origins. So we're going to see how Jack Bauer became this big badass terrorist killer that he became in the 24 series. Could be interesting. I'm going to have to see that. Jack Bauer is a really interesting character. Interested to see how they play him out. Also under TV, I think it was under Netflix, Ozark, a really good show with Jason Bateman. This guy gets tied in with the drug stuff really bad, and somehow he moves to the Ozarks, and they continue their drug stuff there in the Ozarks. You have to see it. Really good show. Season 2 is coming out August 31st. So you got plenty of time to binge watch season one. One of the main characters announced during San Diego Comic-Con that they will be leaving the show. And by main, I mean like the main character. Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes, supposedly wants to spend more time with his kids in England. They're getting older. They shoot for 6 months at a time in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's pretty hard to get back and forth for him to see his kids and for his kids to come here to see him. So he has decided to leave the show. Now, earlier back in season 3 or 4, supposedly him and Norman Reedus made a deal that they would both leave the show at the same time. So let's see if Norman Reedus holds up that end of his bargain. If Daryl leaves, when they thought Daryl was going to die that one season, they were planning riots. You know, if Daryl dies, we riot. Are they going to riot if he decides to leave on his own? Who knows? We'll see. So that's going to be interesting to see Walking Dead without its main character, Rick Grimes. Who are they going to have be the main focus? Will the show survive without Rick Grimes is the main focus? We will see. Okay, let's switch over to comic books. We have Return of Wolverine coming out really soon. There are no less than 17 variants that I've counted. It's going to be a 5-issue miniseries. Wow, that's a lot of variants for one thing of Wolverine. Suppose it's going to be him. Every variant's going to be him in a different outfit, costume type thing. Love Wolverine. They should never killed him off. They took too long to bring him back. Let's see if he's still going to be relevant. They made that mistake with Nightcrawler. He was the top of his game when they killed him. They left him off. Left him dead for so long that when they brought him back, everybody was meh. Yeah, who cares? Also, comic books. Your independent fans here, Image guys, Wildcats and Zealot. Still in development, Wildstorm. There were Wildstorm comics. This kind of fell under the Image publishing title. Wildcats and Zealot still in production. This was announced back in 2016, I believe. Wildcats, I love that comic. I'm hoping they do bring it back and do it justice. We also have Detective Comics going to get a new writer, James Robinson. He's written Batman before. For a short time. Now he's coming back to write Detective Comics. Detective Comics is taking a little bit of a tailspin here. They're not doing as well as they were. James Robinson wants to bring in his favorite character again, Two-Face. We've seen quite a bit of Two-Face. I don't hate the character, but he's bringing him back. He's also bringing in Tweedledee and Tweedledum. He's not making them stupid. They're going to be kind of creepy like when Brian Azzarello wrote them. So you're going to have the creepy Tweedledee, Tweedledums, and Firefly. They're bringing in the Firefly character, but it's going to be a female Firefly character like off the movie, TV show Gotham. Another comic book, Justice League Dark, is coming off the heels of DC's Metal. This is going to deal with a little more of the mystical stuff. His big part of it is going to be Detective Chimp. Don't laugh. The guy is pretty important to the mystical side of DC. He's taking over the Oblivion Bar, and they're trying to figure out all the stuff that's going on. So Justice League Dark, watch that. Read that. It's going to have all your mystical characters, Zatanna, Hellblazer, Detective Chimp, and others. That's all I have for you today. I tried to keep it under 10 minutes. I think I did. Remember to subscribe to us on YouTube.